We're taking a look at a new report out today from the Public Policy Forum on Marijuana Citations in Milwaukee. Right now, the Common Council is considering a reduction to the fine for first-time possession of small amounts of marijuana. The report looks at whether or not lowering that first-time possession fine will help address some larger problems, too many people behind bars, and a drain on law enforcement resources. Rob Henkin is with us. He's the president of the Public Policy Forum who put out that report. Rob, welcome to Central Time.
Well, thanks for having me.
Well, what were you hoping to get at with this new report?
Well, the driver for this report was the emotion and hyperbole that often surrounds public policy deliberations about marijuana. And this is an issue that obviously has received national attention. It's received attention in many state capitals. And increasingly, it's also receiving a great deal of attention in municipalities across the country. Here in Milwaukee, there is a proposal, as you mentioned, before the Common Council that would dramatically reduce the fine associated with a first-time offense. And one of the real rationales for wanting to go in that direction is the notion that the fine, which right now is $250 to $500, is onerous and is resulting in lots of disadvantaged people actually having to spend time behind bars because they cannot afford the fine. And we're not taking a position as to whether that's a correct rationale or not, but we wanted to look into whether, indeed, if the fine were to be lowered, whether there would be an impact in terms of incarceration rates. Interestingly, what we found is that in terms of these first-time offenses, those who are unable and or otherwise failing to pay the fines, for the most part, are not being put behind bars. There are other avenues that are being taken to try to collect. But for the most part, the bigger problem, if you're worried about incarceration, is really the treatment of second and subsequent offenses for possession of small amounts of marijuana.
And before we dig in to more of the details, what legal authority does the city of Milwaukee have when it comes to setting marijuana policy? Isn't this more of a federal issue?
Well, it's a great question. And so, first of all, you know, people often get confused because many are aware that under federal law, marijuana is classified as a Schedule I drug, which means that its possession or use is prohibited. But we all know there are states that have carved out their own legal frameworks. Washington State and Colorado, of course, the most prominent, that have fully legalized marijuana. Here in Wisconsin, marijuana possession and usage is indeed prohibited under state law, but state law also affords municipal governments the ability to develop their own ordinances when it comes to first-time offenses for possession of 25 grams or less. So the city of Milwaukee has indeed in 1997 availed itself of that opportunity. And so in the city of Milwaukee, for again, that first citation for 25 grams or less with no intent to distribute, that is considered a municipal violation akin to a parking ticket. But there is a pretty hefty fine. Again, $250 to $500 plus other assorted court fees can make it even bigger than that.
So as it stands now, what happens when somebody hits that second offense?
So the second offense does become a violation, a criminal violation, and so it is considered by the district attorney under state law. And for that second offense, that is to be considered a misdemeanor, and a third and subsequent offense can be charged as a felony, though the district attorney also has discretion to be able to prosecute a third and subsequent as a misdemeanor. But either way, the big difference between a civil violation and a criminal violation is that even if it is a misdemeanor, it appears on one's criminal record, an arrest is made, there may be time spent in jail awaiting disposition by the district attorney and the court, and so it is certainly rises to another level of severity as opposed to a municipal citation.
And so what happens if you flip that around and the second violation stays municipal and does not become a criminal violation?
So it's an interesting issue because there are trade-offs there. So on the one hand, just looking at it from the perspective of the individual, certainly the treatment as a municipal violation would be a good thing in that while there would be a record of the violation in the municipal court database, it's not in the databases that are typically searched by employers and others when they're seeking information on one's criminal record. So there's not going to be a record of that. Again, ostensibly, an arrest is not going to be made. Simply a ticket would be issued. On the other hand, there are many cases where second and subsequent offenses, for whatever reason, are not prosecuted. And so in this case, somebody would have to pay a fine who otherwise ostensibly would not have been prosecuted for the criminal violation and essentially would have gotten off without having to pay anything.
We're talking right now with Rob Henkin. He's president of the Public Policy Forum, talking about a new report on marijuana policy in Milwaukee. And Rob, looking at possibly the option of making that second violation a municipal violation, is that, in effect, one step closer to legalizing marijuana?
Well, there's sort of a range here that goes all the way from prohibition on the one hand to full legalization on the other. And really what we are talking about here is not legalization, but decriminalization. So, again, putting small or offenses related to possession of small amounts, typically in private places, as similar to a parking ticket as opposed to a criminal offense. Now, I should also note that according to a new provision in the Wisconsin statutes that was actually adopted just last year, municipalities now do have the option of treating second and third possession offenses for 25 grams or less as municipal violations, but only if the district attorney elects not to prosecute. So an arrest would still have to be made, but the state legislation did carve out some greater opportunity for more of these offenses potentially to be treated as municipal violations.
And is that option being exercised very often?
Well, so far, no. We took a look at the Milwaukee County municipalities. Only West Allis of the 19 municipalities in Milwaukee County has changed its ordinances to conform to the new state statute. The ordinance change that is before the Milwaukee Common Council, while it would lower the fine dramatically, it would not at this point take advantage of that new provision of state law.
And you looked at racial differences in marijuana possession offenses. What did you find there?
So we have not yet conducted the exhaustive analysis that we plan to conduct in the second phase of our research, but we did take a look just at those individuals who were prosecuted by the district attorney in a recent two-year period for a second and subsequent offense of marijuana possession only. And we found that 86% of the individuals who were convicted in those 2 years were African American. So there may be all sorts of reasons for that, and we're not seeking to put any value judgment, but in terms of a racial disparity, you compare that 86% to the fact that African Americans comprise about 26% of the Milwaukee County population. And so there's a disparity there that obviously deserves a closer look.
So if you look at Milwaukee having the highest rate of incarceration for African-American males in the country, and you look at your results from your report, does the report suggest an effective route toward reducing that number?
We don't go that far, but again, I think that for those, and let me point out, we are a nonpartisan policy research organization that did not undertake this analysis to advocate for any point of view on this. That being said, if indeed you wanted to have an impact on incarceration of African American males, looking very specifically at marijuana policy, our review of the data would indicate that the place to look is the treatment of these second and subsequent offenses for small amounts of marijuana.
And with the Common Council weighing a reduction in the first time possession fine, does that seem to be an effective route based on what your report suggests?
So I think there's all sorts of reasons why one might want to consider lowering the fine. Again, if the only rationale for wanting to do it was to keep African American males out of prison, our analysis shows this wouldn't be that effective because we're not sending people to prison for these violations right now anyway. That being said, again, there are many other reasons to do it, and our scan of municipalities across the country that are changing their policies to get at issues like racial disparities and who are interested in redirecting law enforcement resources to other higher priorities have gone the route of expanding the universe of violators who would be subject to municipal citation as opposed to criminal violation.
Rob, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Well, thanks so much for having me.
That was Rob Henkin, president of the Public Policy Forum. He was with us to talk about their new report on marijuana policy in Milwaukee.